Hello, it's me. I'm coming from Manchester. I've got some Manchester
That
slang
is
with
so
me.
bad.
Excuse me, my family's from Manchester.
Just in case you
Don't do
haven't
that.
guessed, we're doing a regional theme today, hence the very weird accents.
This is the Millennial Dictionary for the words you're embarrassed you don't know.
So we have been requested by one of you lovely listeners at home to have a regional special episode, and that is exactly what we're going to give you today. So Alex and I, top Londoners, will be giving you a dose of some London slang, and we've got our two Northern lads as well who will be doing the same, and as per usual we'll be playing our little guessing game. So which of you guys want to go first?
Quiet.
Wow. So excited,
we
clearly.
We all jump in.
Nice and early in the morning. Alex, don't you have to go?
Yeah, but I'm just still looking for my word. Basically, I can't decide which one is most appropriate because some of the words I just can't get away with saying.
Well, I'll tell you what then. I can start if you... Actually, no, you do
Corey,
need to go.
Corey, you
then,
set
you?
Up to the plate, you know?
Yeah.
Well done, Bessie. Good words there. Good England.
There's a plate and I'm setting up to it.
Isn't that an expression?
Happening. I shall go first. Now, it might not sound like I'm from Yorkshire because I've been too long in the south, actually. It's sort of bled into my accent. But I am, and so my word...
That was very Victorian of you. I've been too long in the south.
Yeah, sorry. See? That's it. I'm turning into Jacob Rees-Mogg. Hello. No, so anyway, my word is kex.
Kex? Ooh.
Yes.
Like... sex, but with a K.
No, actually.
Or with a C.
Kecks, and it's a plural noun.
Kecks?
Yes.
Kecks. Is it a pair of shoes?
No.
I think I know what it is.
A packet of crisps?
If it's the no. same as what I think.
This is a problem with two Northerners in a room. You see, Northern slang, it kind of overlaps, doesn't it? Also, yeah. Your dad is from near me.
Mm.
So actually, you should be probably cast out of this round altogether.
Yeah, but I'm not like Alex. I'm not actually cheating.
This is libel. I think Northerners can form an alliance.
A good general knowledge.
Still, if you know, I'm not going to penalise you if you know what the answer is, you know? Okay. If you want to kill the
Corey,
fun for everyone else,
kecks.
Go.
Yeah. Are they like kicks, like trainers?
Mate, I've just said that.
That's interesting, but no, it's nothing to do with leg. Oh goodness, actually.
I think it is to do with legs, actually.
It's very much
I think
to do with
legs. I think it's your trousers, pulling them down. Like you've got your kegs around your ankles, right?
It is trousers, you're right, yeah.
Oh, well, that was fun, wasn't it? Thanks, Loza.
Because I remember at school, there was like a trend at one point. I don't know if you can call it a trend, but people would, you know, keg you where like you basically...
Did you say kecks or kegs, Corey?
This is where we've got confused. I said kecks, K-E-C-K-S. You're saying keg, which
yeah,
was...
Yeah, but I've never seen it spelt.
Well, no, but they're two
either
different things.
Either S-P-E-L-L-E-D or S-P-E-L-T.
Well,
when was the last time you used the word kek in your everyday speech, Corey?
Oh, my goodness.
Back in Yorkshire?
It very, very rarely. Like, get your keks on, lad. It was more what my dad would say, probably. Kegging, though, with a G,
yeah.
That is pulling someone's
See,
trousers
that's what
down.
I know.
Which, let's not do that, folks. Yeah? Thank you. Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Because that
Ofcom,
was so...
thank you for that.
That was so quick. Thanks. Yeah. Rubber stamped. Thank you. I'll do another one because I've got a book, folks. I've actually invested in a book of Yorkshire slang.
Did you buy this especially for the podcast?
If I say yes, do I get like a raise? On
God, he's been in the South so long that he's had to buy a book on Yorkshireisms.
There's one here, testrel.
Is it to do with testosterone?
Nothing to do with testosterone.
Is it to do with kestrels?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Testrel. Cholesterol.
It sounds like a name of a mythical creature from Harry Potter.
It does, yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like someone you'd come across in a clearing.
Buckwheat. It Wait, what's his name? Buckbeak.
Buckbeak.
Buckwheat. Bulgarweed.
Testrel. Okay, can you give us some context? How would you use it?
It
what
is
sort
a
of
noun,
situation?
And it is it's a name for a person or a type of person.
Mm.
How are you spelling this?
T-E-S-T-R-I-L.
Oh, I, not A.
Strill. Yes.
Is it some testy
really
little person?
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that one point?
Careful. That's very close, though. Testy little person. Adapt that a little bit, and we're nearly there.
Little. The clue's in little, right?
Is it PC?
It's PC.
testy little person. Is it a little test in life? You know, sometimes we come across hardships and no.
That's lovely, but no. No, the, so a little person, it's a type of child.
A naughty child.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Were you a test or growing up, Coz?
Actually, no, I was a good little boy. but no, I knew plenty of testrels.
Bessie, how are you going to do the points for that bit? Because technically I knew one, so I should have got a point, but also sadly.
I think it's unfair to penalise Laurie for having grown up where you've grown up, so you do get a point.
Well,
and
you said that almost sympathetically.
Yeah.
You shouldn't penalise people from
for growing up in the rough ends of Newcastle.
He's had enough of a penalty, bless him.
Yeah, being Laurie's hard enough, you know. Yeah, anyway. And then for the second word, bonus point, why not?
Fine.
So me and Sabs are on one each.
One each. Gang. And seeing as Sabby, you've got a point, you go next.
Thank you.
But
that's
what about,
so
but didn't I get a point for...
No, Alex, you didn't.
Identifying
the... Oh my God, this, here we go again.
That it rhymes with Kestrel. No.
You're so thirsty for points. It's unreal.
I love a good point. I'm very competitive because I was the one who revealed that it meant little.
There was some... revelation.
That surely counts for at least half a point.
Everybody has contributed to finding the word by asking leading questions.
Absolutely.
That's the whole nature of the podcast.
Producer Bessie has spoken, guys. I'm now going to move on to my word with my point. Warning, if you are under 18, maybe stop listening. This word I actually came across last week, I think it was. I heard my heterosexual 19-year-old brother use it to
breaking the
suck
diversity
someone.
Barrier.
Context. I want to suck him, is what I heard. And I looked at him and I was like, Hums? But wait, what? Say that again? I want to suck him, Subs. And I was like, I don't understand. You're seeing a girl. What does that mean? And then he told me the revelation was made.
I want to suck someone. Now, the way you said it sounded quite aggressive. Like, I want to suck them. Like, I want to suck them. Like, I want to punch them.
Nope.
Nah.
Is it sexual?
I like how I said no, don't
it's
know what it is,
sexual.
But I just knew it wasn't that.
Actually, the first thing that you said in terms of the violence could be involved. It's not like directly a thing, but it could well be. But it's not so obviously.
So there's some violence involved.
Sex and violence.
No sex.
Oh.
No sex.
I mean, there could be sex.
I think it's like it's a sexual metaphor for like getting almost like getting one over on someone, like, oh, like, fuck you. I want to suck him, right?
Ooh, Larissa, true colours revealed here.
No.
Okay.
Is it like someone's really dirty and they're so filthy that all you want to do is just suck them so they get clean?
Oh, my.
Can I just say, John, we've got our esteemed executive producer, John, is through there. And he's looking at us.
The tech guy, lovely John, come in. And you've just terrified him. He's just had to leave.
Oh, not John. John, come back.
JC.
Please.
I'm a little worried. My nan listens to this.
He's just Corey's nan.
He had to leave.
There's going to be some serious editing on this part.
Yeah. Oh, no, John. But I didn't even mean it in a rude way. I just meant, like,
sounds
a bit dirty.
He walked in without knowing the context of the podcast.
Oh, poor John.
Or what you're talking about.
Is he fully gone now?
Yeah. He's like, I can't handle this. I'm
Oh, John.
But guys, Alex was onto something. Sucking someone till they're clean.
See?
Hashtag relevant.
It's so disgusting.
So sorry, Nan. Okay, right. So it's something to do with cleaning someone up, getting them to right their wrongs, maybe change their ways.
Oh, is it like being a leech? You're like milking them for all they're worth, almost.
Yes.
Oh.
So is it stealing from someone?
Yes, my boy, my boy. It means to rob someone.
But why?
I want to suck him. My brother, he was talking about his friend, by the way, not like a random stranger. I don't know exactly what the context was, but I was just so blown away by what he said.
Oh, God. I want to suck him, as in suck his financial
wealth.
Is there a particular like technique involved in it? Like, do you have to use like?
I'll be honest, I didn't really
like
want to know.
Through the window.
But guys, that's West London slang for you.
When you say West London, I'm not thinking High Street Kensington here. You've got people like trotting along the road.
Although that
at
would
Jules.
Be a great place to well, suck look. Someone.
Yeah, that's true. Tell you what, have you ever been to the charity shops around there? You get some absolute gems.
Oh, yeah. What have you found?
It's northern themed.
Okay, so Alex, you were telling us right. about northern okay. slang.
Okay, right, northern.
No, can we just redefine the term northern?
And also, yeah,
North
Alex,
London.
What's your authority to be able to comment on northern
no,
slang?
No, I think they mean North like London, yeah, this no, is my point.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
it's
oh
just
gosh.
Like, you can't call that northern.
As you know, I'm from a very diverse background, so my family are from Manchester. So I was debating whether to use some Manchester
Don't
slang.
Do that.
Because, like, I know you say, what's my authority? But, like, my mum and dad were born in Manchester, like, near the stadium. And, like, my grandpa.
Which stadium's
hey,
that,
Hey, your parents don't Man have City. Manchester accents.
They're
Mancunian.
They say Lastonbath. They have a twang.
How long have they lived in London?
A while. But I used to get teased at school for saying Lastonbath, so that makes me officially part northern. However, I was born in North London. Actually, I wasn't born. Anyway, you don't need to know where I was born. Grew up in North London. Got some people at school saying things like ally, bait, is banging. Do you know any of those words?
They are the most obvious words. They're obvious to me.
Right,
boys.
I'm going
to
just keep going
what
down
are you
the
just
list.
Scrolling through a list. Alex, I don't know why you're here today. You're leaving early and you haven't even prepared.
Does anyone remember Nang?
Nang?
Oh my gosh, it was so cringy. I can't believe this was actually a word. Does anyone remember this?
I know what you're talking about.
Is this the 70s, 80s?
How disgraceful. Right, so I just thought some cool kid at school made it up. And it did make me cringe every time I heard this word, Nang. But then I saw they created stickers saying Nang. And I was like, this must be like a legit word that people use. What is it? Who knows? Have a guess.
Right, context, please.
Right, so you could say that is so Nang, which sounds very posh. But you'd say it with like a bit of like pretending you're not posh, like, oh, that's Nang.
So it's good or bad, really, isn't it? You've given it away.
Is Nang the equivalent of like rank, as in that's really bad, that's really rank?
No.
I think
it's let's think of
it. I think it's unfair. Is it like, that's so Nang, miss? Miss, that's Nang.
That is well Nang.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I do the accent well?
I don't know.
Is he right?
Is that Newcastle?
No.
Oh. It's not that you're wrong. Okay. You're wrong. But I just got excited about the accent. Right,
okay,
Nang.
Does Nang mean annoying?
No. Like annoying. I see what you did there. It's like an abbreviation. But no, Nang means something a lot more dramatic.
Ooh.
It's not very often that producer Bessie looks like she doesn't know where she is. But on this one, she doesn't look like she has a clue.
I know what Nang means, actually.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's probably the period.
Dramatic.
Oh.
If you must know, I'm preparing for my producer special. Something.
Okay.
At the same time. I'm trying to multitask. I'm trying to keep this PG and clean and stop Alex from scaring off people with a disgusting sex talk.
You must have scared off intern Jack. Where's he?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my coffee.
Intern Jack. Intern Jack.
Is no longer with us.
Ashes
I sent him
to
Jack for a coffee about a week ago and he never came back. So he's probably lost. Bless he's going to turn up episode 5 with like 4 very extravagant like whipped coffees, bless him.
He's whipped
stone cold, yeah.
I'm not one to gossip, but I've heard intern Jack
not
is...
not one to gossip?
I'm not one to gossip, but I've heard intern Jack is
Say
actually...
Pardon the pun.
I've heard intern Jack is actually... betraying us today, and he's interning for another company.
Mm. Classic Jack.
Classic, just not getting paid somewhere else.
The boy loves not getting paid. He loves getting an empty paycheck.
He's practically made it an art.
Nang. I've got to go Nang. In a few minutes.
You said
because,
it was dramatic. Is it like a mixture of like Nan and Bang? Is it like...
You're the one that said that your nan's listening, mate.
I'm thinking,
that's
you know,
a
keep
grenades.
It clean.
Bit much. What?
Grenades in your nan. That's just wrong.
You don't know what my nan does over the weekend. She goes, hang on.
Nan and
is,
Dan.
I don't want to know.
This is...
Okay, okay.
Right, Alex, you've got to go. Can you give us some
clues? Right, okay. Right, Nang. Okay. Oh, that's so Nang. That's, oh, that is Nang. Does that help?
No.
Alex, I think you're saying it as someone that knows what the word means with the wrong intonation. You're misleading them. Actually, I might deduct a point for a misleading intonation.
You can't deduct a point from
she
zero.
She thinks she's going to get a point
saying,
if we don't get it.
Right. You're saying, oh, that's Nang. When okay. really it's like, wow, that's Nang.
Does that help?
Oh, it's too obvious.
Thanks, producer Bear. So Nang means great.
Sort of does, Saba. Sort of does.
God, you have been misleading the masses.
That was Nang, like... That was
all right.
Is it like almost surprisingly good?
Is it a bit of a gomsi gomsa word?
Let me look this up.
You were close and now you're drifting away.
I'm shocked at how amazing that is.
Let me define this word.
Am I right?
Not with the shocked thing.
Okay. Right, I sort of just assumed what Nang means. Oh, it means excellent or impressive, used as a general term of approval.
Hang on. You just had to Google it.
Nang means, and is that why you were going, oh, it's Nang?
The reason we're presenters on this thing is because we're an authority, supposedly, on these things.
I thought you were just being purposeful.
I thought you used it in the playground.
You were ignorant.
Here's
full of rubbish.
Thank you, mate. Here's a definition from online. Congratulations to my bro on his sold out headline show. It was Nang! Right, lads, this has been great, but I can't keep Colette waiting. I've got an appointment. I've got to go. I've got better things to do, but it's been a pleasure. Let's just call it quits from here. I'm guessing I did pretty well in this game. So
Alex, it's been Nang. Thank you.
You're the first person to get minus points.
Wow.
Bessie!
First time for everything.
I mean, make it
minus two because he's leaving before we've finished.
I was going to take a point away. No, I can't because I was late. I was going to take a point away for you misleading, but now I'm just taking a point away from not properly researching your own word. And if I don't penalise people, the quality of this show is just going to go right down through the gutter.
So well, I'm glad I'm leaving on such a high. If you don't see me next episode, you'll know why.
But Alex, you're how we tap into the older market. We can't leave you.
That's enough from me. Disgusting.
She says as she slams down her headphones.
Should we just carry on?
I'm leaving dramatically.
Yeah, I think we should carry on. I think I've got a good one as well. Because, to be fair, Alex just got us to guess a word that means good, really. And the first thing we said when she said Nang was like, this is Nang, it's either good or bad.
You may not see me again.
What a waster.
Shall I go?
Knock yourself out.
All right, so mine is obviously from the northeast, Murrah.
Where are you from, mate?
Well, I was actually born in Newcastle upon Tyne, but I grew up in Durham City.
Interesting. So, for two northern lads, you have quite diluted accents, I'd say.
I've been here about 5 years now.
Bloody hell! That's
but
a long
I don't
time.
Think I ever had like a. I was never Ant and Dec. Both of them.
You're probably the
I was never either or both of them. I've met Ant and Dec actually at a Newcastle game, but
what were they like? Were they as you know,
nice? Yeah.
And did they stand as they stand on TV in real life? Do they really religiously stick to that?
Do you know what? I don't remember what formation they were in.
Sorry. Yeah. What's my word then?
So I'm worried you're going to know this. But it's quite a good one because I had a lot. There's a lot of little words that get used.
Right.
But this one's more of like a. I think this is going to be harder to guess if you don't know it, but you might. Monkey blood.
Monkey blood.
Do you know what that is?
I don't actually.
Good. We're on.
We're on.
Right.
Monkey blood.
Is that the name of an alcoholic beverage?
No. It is very specific though, this.
Monkey blood.
Monkey blood.
Is it used in everyday speech?
It's used in speech in a context, but not every day.
And I when you lived up north, did you ever use the term monkey blood?
I'm worried that Bessie just said that it's gross. I don't think it's that gross, so I'm worried that I'm like somehow I've like made a massive faux pas and this
no,
is actually
I've
something
got the
awful.
Right definition. I just think it's very odd.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So is it pertaining to a liquid of some kind?
Almost. Yeah, I'd say roughly.
Almost a liquid.
Is it a form of medicine?
What I will say is, yeah, it's pretty much a liquid. It the name pertains to the appearance.
Oh. Monkey blood. So it's how a viscous solid looks. That's what you're saying. Because it's almost a liquid, but not quite a liquid.
I mean, anything can be a liquid, let's be honest.
So are we talking like a soup?
If it gets to the right temperature.
No, it's not a soup. I'll tell you what, the reason that I said no to liquid is because I think that'll throw you off a little bit. Because it's not something that you would have in isolation.
Very hard to describe what this is without saying the word.
Yeah, like you wouldn't have it by itself. Like you wouldn't have a cup of monkey blood.
It's an ingredient.
Or you wouldn't have like a...
Oh, I think I've got it already.
Okay.
But you know, we've been getting these quick, so I...
I can try and stick another one in if you think you've got it.
Is it a sauce of some description?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to make you be much more specific.
Is it
than that.
Ketchup?
No, it's not.
Oh! Okay.
To be really smug, like, I don't want to say what it is right now. I also need more time.
But you know, growing up, I had a phobia of ketchup.
Did you?
That is very middle class, Sava.
How is that middle class?
That is very middle class.
Ketchup!
Some people can't afford to be scared of ketchup.
A phobia of ketchup.
Oh. And mayonnaise. I can quite confidently say I'm over the mayonnaise phase. Ketchup, I mean, it's still a bit there, but I'm better than I once was.
I gave the idea that it's basically whipped egg.
I can't believe no one found that funny. Mayo phase.
No, it's not funny.
Okay. Also. I like mayonnaise. I can't actually eat a dry chip.
We had wedgies the other day, and
wedgies. Okay, dear listener,
wedges, mate.
get in touch at Midi Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and now Facebook, the Millennial Dictionary, and tell us if you think that the word wedges is pronounced wedges or go on, Bessie.
Wedgies. I don't know why this bothers people.
We'll set up a poll.
This has been derailed.
Okay, anyway, so monkey blood is not ketchup, but it is a source of some description, yes.
You're in the wrong area of the taste bud spectrum.
Got it. So we want to be in the sweet area, I'm assuming. So, raspberry sauce.
Is it jam?
It's not jam. It's what do you mean by raspberry sauce?
Like the kind of stuff you'd put on an ice cream.
Oh, there you go, that's it. I wouldn't limit it to raspberry. I think it can be strawberry as well.
That's so specific. Oh, how on earth did you guess that?
Because you'd get you suddenly went from ketchup.
It's because you gave it away with the sweet.
Yeah, probably actually.
Yeah, but I don't I've got
Yeah, but I would
down,
have
Laurie.
Gone to ice cream sauce. That's
but if you imagine you go up to there aren't many sweet sauces. Like jam's not a sauce. I know you said jam, but it's not a sauce.
True.
I would have gone maple syrup before and I've gone right all
Yeah, but blood, monkey blood, it's red, isn't it?
The redness is key.
Yeah. So you imagine you go over to the ice cream van. And I don't know what the prices are like in London, but
you don't want to
know.
You
get your 99.
Not 99p anymore, let me tell you that much.
In
For
London,
nothing.
It's a 350. anyway, you get your 99 and then you're like, oh, can I have monkey blood on that? And on it goes.
Would the ice cream vendor say to you, would you like some monkey blood on your ice cream?
They might. Like, I mean...
Would they use the expression?
They'd understand the term strawberry sauce. They're not going to be like, huh? Oh, you mean monkey blood? Sorry.
I mean, would they themselves use it? Would an ice cream use it?
Do you know what? It's been a while since I've gone over to that type of vendor and asked for monkey blood.
To be honest, I think it's disgusting strawberry sauce. Do you have to put that out there?
I think it's better. I think you need it.
Put extra stuff on their ice cream.
But I'm also more of a lolly type than a ice cream.
Oh, you're not one of those.
Like one of them Ribena ones.
So wasted.
Ribena lolly or Calypso.
Get them from a supermarket.
Or a
not
rocket
from a
one.
Flipping machine.
Oh, I tell you what I love. Twister lollies. They're absolutely lush.
Too zingy.
Fabs, did you ever have them?
Oh, goodness,
I used to love a fab.
A Knickerbocker glory for me.
Like a proper ice cream in a dish thing, with one of them long spoons.
I like the ones with bubble gum at the bottom. What were they called?
Oh no, screwballs.
Screwballs.
I like a banana split.
Oh, that was a weird experience, a screwball.
I bet you like rubber raisin flavored ice cream, don't you, Corey?
Occasionally.
I
don't balk at it. Put it that way. I tell you what, I hate though pistachio flavored anything.
Oh, I love pistachio.
I love.
I don't mind pistachio.
If it's good. Oh, creamy after an Italian meal. Oh. On a balcony.
I once ate some while I was ill. And
with
then
a bit of monkey blood on it.
I once ate loads of pistachio nuts and I threw up violently. And I can't look at a pistachio nut now.
That's weird.
Corey, have you ever heard of the concept of an allergy?
Right, is everyone been?
Think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
It's okay, the producer
what's round. What's the score? So we know Alex is on minus one.
Me and Subra have got one each, and Corey's got one. It's oh, best one so far.
The stakes are really high for the producer special something. I've changed it from producer something to producer special something because I keep can't decide if it's a special or a something. Sure. But okay, I've gone. I'm keeping with the theme, but I'm taking it across the Atlantic Ocean. Ooh. American slang, y'all!
Oh, exotic.
Nice country jingling.
Yeah. I'm going to try and do this accent the whole... No, I'm not really.
All right, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, here are the three words. Kiki, beat, and clock. Would you like me to repeat them?
Yes, please.
Kiki, like Kiki, do you love me? But that's not where it comes from. Beat, B-E-A-T, and clock. As in your traditional tick-tock, tick-tock, clock.
Okay, so we have to guess which is the fake word. Is that correct?
Oh, I've accidentally given you three real words.
Oh, no.
Take two.
The problem is you now have to replace all of them.
Because,
because we know they're all real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nightmare.
Oh.
Wait. Can you ask us a different? Can you ask us like which one means X, and then we have to guess which one means that?
No, because it's going to be obvious, isn't it?
No, not necessarily. Okay, so I've royally messed up, listener, and I've given them three real words. It's a shame because I'm really good at coming up with fake ones. I've got a good track record, haven't I? To be fair,
she's done well so far.
To be fair.
Three episodes.
So, I want you to define all of them all. No, I'm
an illustrious
Kiki. What does Kiki mean? The person that gets gives the most accurate definition, fastest,
okay.
wins a bonus point.
That girl's having a right good looking ear. It's like you can see
this so northern.
Should I go and tell her?
Right, good looking.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's funny when you're in the studio, someone looks
get
in.
Like,
they don't just see someone's in and go. They're like, oh, what's going on in there? Do you know what I mean? They have a right good nose in.
Hate it. Hate people.
Kiki.
I have a guess for Kiki. So is a Kiki a girl that one is chirpsing?
No, but I like what... was that from the Drake song?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the Drake song, not going to help you at all in this instance.
Oh, so she threw us off earlier, throwing in that Drake lyric.
It's almost like I planned it all along.
All right, back to Keeks. Boys, what are you saying? Okay, so Kikis aren't women.
And they're nothing to do with Drake.
Because Laurie hates women, so...
Dreadful.
That's your character now.
I am.
Oh, the misogynist.
Do you know how uncomfortable I am with a women-led panel? I've broken that light. Oh, have you turned me off? Have I just broken the light?
No, you're on.
Oh, shit. Give it a good squeeze.
I can still hear
there
you.
There we go.
It worked. Okay.
Please edit out the part that I hate women. I really don't.
Oh, that's not a fun noise. Oh, can we not?
We've been trying ASMR techniques. Yeah. To keep the listener with us.
Maybe that should be our bonus at the end. You get a bonus 5-minute ASMR.
First 100 downloads. Sorry.
Anyway.
Not first.
Mary,
one day when we get to 100.
You've got a question.
Downloads.
Laurie, what does Kiki mean?
Oh, come on. Kiki means.
I'm gonna have to push you, Laurie.
Someone who's two-faced. She's like Kiki.
Okay, Corey.
I think it means an alcoholic beverage.
Didn't I give mine?
You can give your answer. So we're doing it fresh. We're doing the hot. You've been on your phone, haven't you? You're fubbing again. You've been fubbing.
She's back.
Oh, I knew it.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Love your friends.
I love that alter ego she's just like, it's so natural for her.
We're doing Hot Fire Island, you've completely rude. It was a real nice, pacey little thing, and now it's completely slowed down. Hot Fire, what does Kiki mean?
Oh, shit.
Kiki is. Kiki is the name of a tropical juice that you drink on. The island of Mauritius.
Wow.
Come on.
Okay, both you and Corey have gone the drinks route. The person that is closest, now I'm not asking for an accurate answer, I just want the person that's in the same ballpark, is Corey.
Does that mean Corey and Subba?
I thought you were asking for the nicest definition. You said the best definition. I thought mine was quite creative.
Yeah, but it's not close to what the definition
is. I think it's good.
Kiki.
Yeah, but it just, there's a, so, remind me. Said alcoholic beverage. Where would one drink an alcoholic beverage? I ask you.
In an alcoholic beverage room.
In Mauritius, I said.
Well. Int club, mate.
Getting closer to from club. It's like a club in your house.
Ooh.
The kitchen.
Come on, guys. A darty.
A house party.
Is a
house party.
A party.
Oh, right.
A good old fashioned party.
So, Kiki is a party.
Yeah.
Why? Can you explain it?
Yeah, where does that come from? So this has got nothing to do with Drake.
It's got nothing to do with Drake. So, oh my gosh. So, for example, Scissor Sisters have a song where they say, let's have a Kiki. It also comes from bull culture.
Are they even
culture.
Millennial?
It comes from bull culture.
What culture?
Bull culture, like drag queen culture. And it's, and it's been developed and now people use it.
Well, that hasn't helped my life at all.
Yeah.
Kiki.
It sounds like it would
keep
be Australian,
tuning in.
Don't you think? Yeah. Keep that sounds Australian.
Tuning
in. Like, do you want to come for a Kiki? Scores on the door. We have, with 1 point, the lovely Laurie.
Oh,
also,
doing that? Okay, fine.
In joint last place. Or second, depending on the way you look at
go
it.
Go with second. Technically, it would be joint third because you miss a place.
Oh, and then also Alex on minus one. Let's not forget.
Oh, yeah.
Loser!
Yeah, we're certainly not
she's
in
gone, we've
last place.
Forgotten about her. She's going to come back and there's not going to be a spot for her. Okay, Alex on minus one. Then we have Laurie and the sizzling Sabba.
Hey!
1 point. Woo! And again, you're the first person to have a repeat win.
Thank you very much.
Yay. I do dispute quite how he got that, because technically he didn't get it right.
Yeah, but I told you I just wanted whoever got closest.
Mm, yes. Yeah,
so
whatever.
Yours was nice, although the listeners couldn't see you going key, key with your head.
Yeah, but I imagine that they could hear the stereo sound. Oh. No, we actually release in mono sound.
Oh, no. Okay, fine. Well, this has been fun.
This has been fun. I quite like doing regional. I feel like I've learnt more about you. You've learnt nothing about me, which is good because I'm enigmatic.
Could I ask who requested this?
It was one of my good friends.
Who
not
be named.
Anna of Cleves. Anna Greaves.
Ah.
Yeah.
A shout
you,
out
Anna.
To Anna Greaves. You'll be AG. Getting some merch sent
woop,
to
woop,
you
woop.
Free of charge. That's right. You can get your mini pod. T-shirt. I'm kidding. We have no merch.
Can I say she's moving house as well. I'm really pleased for her. She's got a lovely new house coming in April.
Oh, where's she moving to?
Somewhere you wouldn't know. It's in the northeast.
Well, why wouldn't I know?
Well, I just assume you wouldn't.
Around.
I also, I'm not going to lie, I can't remember exactly where she's moving to.
Oh, great friend.
You
but,
are. Great friend.
Well,
she gives
I'll
you all these
what.
Great editorial ideas. And Sam's fubbing.
Hey,
again.
Can I also all give Sam a shout out to another one of my friends who's a big fan of the podcast, Connor Dunleavy. Dunners.
Keep on listening.
Dunners and AG, our biggest fans.
Any other shout-outs?
Our only fans.
It's really sad how quickly we all said that.
Our only fans. If you are a fan, let us know on social media. Corey, hit me with the social media deets.
Well, you can contact us anywhere you like. Facebook, that's Millennial Dictionary, or Twitter, at Midi Podcast, or also, that? I don't know what that was, sorry. I'm trying to be as professional as Sabba. Or you can see us on Instagram as well, at Midi Podcast. It's the same thing.
Also, if you want to tweet Sabba stop fubbing to Midi Podcast, that would be great.
Is that a hashtag?
Sabba Sabba.
Sabba stop subbing. Fubbing. That's hard to say. Sabba stop fubbing. There you go.
Sorry, guys. See you next week.
Bye.